Heavenly Father, we ask that you break the scriptures open for us this morning as you did to the disciples in that room. Help our hearts burn with the knowledge to know you more, to know the truths of the resurrection, the effects of the resurrection, and what it means for my life. Help us, Lord, not to be afraid of you. Meet us wherever we are at this afternoon in this church, we pray. Amen. You don't have to be afraid anymore. That's the phrase that's been echoing in my mind this past week. There are a lot of reasons to be scared in life. Some good reasons, some not good reasons. When approaching an edge of a cliff, it's good to be scared of falling. Right? It prevents you from getting too close and taking stupid risks so as to not die and fall. Recently, I've been playing a game with my nephew, a simple game. He's the little boy, I'm the bear. I'm on all fours, I growl, and he loves it. Laughing and running, screaming, "Don't eat me, bear, don't eat me." But it happens sometimes, it's happened two or three times now that I've gotten especially close, or maybe he's backed up against the wall, and when I growl, he legitimately gets scared, and he begins to cry, and says, "Mommy, Mommy," and I usually pick him up and say, "Ethan, it's Mark, you don't have to be afraid, I'm not going to eat you. I'm not a bear." He says, "Oh," and then we start playing again. Father Don, you may or may not know, is a week into his diet. He's going to the gym, and he's been doing good every day. He's burning a lot of calories, and he's consuming a lot less calories. There's good reason to be afraid of Father Don right now. Especially when he's got me, because he usually gives me, right, a hard time for not splurging on sweets. Well, last night, Father Don, Sonovia, and myself attended a wake of a parishioner who passed away. And on the way back, knowing that he couldn't have any, I turned to Sonovia and I said, "Hey, Sonovia, let's get ice cream." So we pull over and go in and get ice cream. He orders some, not milk-based, but water-based, something that he could eat. And I'm in the front seat driving back, Father Don in the front seat, and I'm slowly just having it. I'm eating it slow with a smile on my face. I know, I'm bad. But that's legitimate fear, right? Father Don on a diet right now. We continue to look at the resurrection accounts here post-Easter, or not post-Easter, still in the Easter season, and today is the Gospel of Luke's turn, and Jesus had just appeared to two of his disciples, we read, and as they're on their way to Emmaus, and they encounter him, and they run back to the other disciples who are locked up, hiding in fear. Two reasons why they're afraid. One, they're afraid Jesus is going to lay into them. And two, they're afraid of the powers lurking outside those walls of that room. So let's look at both those real quick here. To set the stage, right, the first one, the disciples are in the room. They're hearing whispers that Jesus is alive. The people have been seeing him. And while they're hiding in fear, in walks Jesus. Sees the 11 men who are his best friends, who have blown it royally, all of whom ran away, all of whom left him high and dry, left him to be handed over, beaten, and killed, some of them even taking him to be a fake. And here is Jesus walking in, standing before those 11, and internally thinking, I'm sure, something like this. Uh-oh. They're waiting for a reaction from Jesus that they would think would warrant them to take cover. And the very first word out of Jesus' mouth is peace. He says, it's okay. You don't have to be afraid of me. You're okay with God. There's not a small number of us here in this church this afternoon that needs to hear that word. For many different reasons, one of which we all have being a deformed image of God. Some of us, because of that, are locked up behind our interior doors, terrified, ashamed, guilt-ridden, just like those disciples. Some of us, because of things in our past and maybe even because of things that are right here before us. And the Lord shows up today and says, peace. Right? Because of the resurrection. Like, he reconciles us to the Father. That's what he does. The second reading today says, calls Jesus the advocate. That's who he is. What does an advocate do? He stands before us and God and says, you're okay with God. That's what Jesus does. That's what his death and resurrection did and continues to do. So he says this morning to us, is the gospel is never just a story read, but it's an event that's taking place. So Jesus before us saying, peace. You don't have to be afraid of me. The second reason the disciples, I think, are cowering in fear is because of what they perceive are the devastating powers lurking outside the walls. Powers that they think are ready, willing, and able to pounce on them. And over and over and over again this Easter season, by the scriptures, whether it's here at Mass, the Liturgy of the Hours, or the songs that we sing, the church wants to pound in on us the reality of what we've been delivered from, of whose dominion and power we were once under, but we are under no more. And see, this is so important, brothers and sisters, that we've got to know on a deeper reality. The scripture, the verse or two that's been in my, that keeps showing up the last 2 weeks, is Paul to the Colossians saying, he, God the Father, has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is so important. This is so important. We, just like his disciples, just like the entire human race, were stuck. We were stuck. We couldn't move. We were trapped under a power that leads to destruction, isolation, leads to pain, leads to hurt, leads to fear. But a transfer took place. A transfer took place from being in the dominion of him who rules like a tyrant. That power transferred to here, a good father. That's the effect of the resurrection. And the key and the beautiful thing about that transfer from here to here is that you and I couldn't make that transfer happen on our own. No matter how hard we tried, no matter how good we are, we could not make that transfer happen. But he can, and he did, and he does. So what are we supposed to leave here with today? Or how are we supposed to leave today? To leave here with a new realization of the power that you and I now live under. And again, these are not wishful thoughts. These aren't hopes. But these are realities, brothers and sisters, because of the resurrection. That hearts of resentment doesn't have to be there. Hearts of unforgiveness doesn't have to be there. Hearts of anger, like thoughts that I'm worthless, that I'm damaged goods, that I'm not good enough. They don't have to be there. The thought that a certain sin that I struggle with has power over me, or the certain sin that I struggle with, it holds me captive. That thought doesn't have to be there because of the resurrection. Why? Because we've been transferred. And we now live under a new domain, under a new power. Brothers and sisters, we've got to know this better as a church, those of us that are here in the pews, so that we can share it, this message that is just, people are dying to hear it. I've got a new power to live under? What? Where? How do I get it? Well, let me tell you how you get it. I talk to people all the time, and you do too, who live their lives as if the transfer didn't happen, as if the move didn't happen, right? If they still live under the power of the other domain. A woman just came up to me a couple days ago and says, "Father, pray for me that I can have peace in my heart again. I want peace." And she just cries. That's you and me all the time. Like, not realizing the power that we have access to. So hear this. Because of our baptism, and this is so important, because of our baptism, and if we're in a state of grace, right, meaning we don't have mortal sin on our conscience, and if we do, just keep in mind that the image that the disciples have is Jesus walks in the room and he just says, "You don't have to be afraid." Right? So we run to confession if that's the case. We run there. But if we've been baptized and we're in a state of grace, we have access to a power that ought to change the way we think. What does that mean? It means, as the scriptures and St. Paul talks about over and over and again, the old has passed away. New things have come. That means the old self. Paul talks about that all the time. My old self. New. That doesn't mean we go on and we're perfect and we don't sin anymore. No. But there's a newness in the resurrection. Do you and I believe that you and I can have this untouchable peace this morning? That we can live here, or that we can leave here today with that knowledge and to have it? Do we believe that what's outside the walls lurking can't touch me? Because of my baptism, because I'm in a state of grace, all because of what he did. The transfer that took place. So the Lord here is before us this morning saying, as he did to the disciples in the room, step into freedom this morning or this afternoon. Step into new life. Know that it's there. The power's there. That's what the resurrection, brothers and sisters, is all about. That's what it does. Have fear standing next to a cliff. Have fear because of Father Don's diet right now, especially if you're eating ice cream in front of him. But hear the Lord say to you and me this morning, you don't have to be afraid anymore. You don't have to be afraid of me. And you don't have to be afraid of the powers lurking out there. Tap into my power and have peace.